hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 17th day of April 2007. It is a Tuesday, folks. We're live from the studios of RBN in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Coming up here in a few minutes, and things are starting to move into markets out there. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster will join us in a few for the first hour at least. There's a lot been going on out there, folks. I mean, a ton of stuff. And in the second hour, I'm going to attempt to draw this all down. You know, here we are, how many years later? 50, 60 years later, and nobody's ever come to justice for the JFK assassination, right? Well, yeah. Well, there's things that we can do things about, and there's things we can't do anything about. Was anybody out there had prior information to the shootings at Virginia Tech yesterday? Could you have stopped that? Not any more than I could have. But I can tell you that there are some things that we can be doing right now rather than sitting around wringing our hands going, okay, how are they going to use the latest assault against us? And what legislation are they going to pass? How many more freedoms are they going to steal from us? Let's not forget this truck out rally. Now, this is a trucker's truck out rally. I told you Sunday, my wife and I went down for about 4 or 5 hours to one of the larger truck stops here in Central Texas. Talked to a lot of independents, but more importantly, we talked to a lot of Teamsters that really don't like how their upper echelon in their union have sold them down the river. And any UAW members out there, you'll remember back in the 70s when General Motors started its world-class quality program, what they're eventually going to is downsizing their company, outsourcing for parts, and they just wanted to be kit car manufacturers. A lot of UAW, ex-UAW members are sitting out there right now, and you don't have that good-paying job that you once had. But all it did was took me a couple of minutes with these Teamsters to tell them that you think these 30 million illegals are in this country right now that are going to be legalized, make no mistake about it. We have a traitor in Bush sitting in the White House. Do you think for 1 minute that your companies, your unions that represent your best interest, that these Mexicans aren't going to be out there with their little driver's licenses being hired by the very same trucking companies you're driving for right now? The looks on their face, folks, as the commercial said, was priceless. They got it. I also was talking to longshoremen, and thank you, Charles, for this. I talked to some a union representative. He's attached with the longshoremen. I'll be talking with them tomorrow. I took him to the website for this event. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's gaining momentum. SaveAmericaFund.org. If you go to RBN webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, we have two flyers up there that you can download. Print them out in color, print them out in black and white. I don't care how you copy them, but copy them. You have major truck stops all around this country. Chances are you're just a few miles from one right now. So this weekend, on a Saturday or a Sunday, go out there and make a couple hundred copies. Take your little roll of scotch tape out there. If the truckers aren't sitting in their trucks, tape them to the left-hand mirrors, and then go out there and engage the truckers and talk with them. Too many people are sitting around worrying about too many things they can't do anything about. This is something we can do, and at the heart of this, ladies and gentlemen, is the North American Union. Quit telling me that you're powerless and you don't know what to do. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have with us this afternoon Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Folks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac out there, they're trying to find ways to do new deals to save the bad loans that they've made out there. Dollar at near record low versus euro. Stock market at all-time high. Gold took a $6 hit today. But if you look at it, look at the upward trend. Forget the up and down on a single day. Look at the trend in the gold and silver market. It's bumping up against that magical 700. And once it breaks that barrier, baby, hang on to your bootstraps. You're on for a ride. Only if you're in the market are you going to care. Well, I've been telling people for 10 years. And I've even told people in the heyday here when they were doing all the refis, you could do 120, 125% on your mortgages. Take some of that money. Forget about buying the toy. Forget about taking the vacation. Buy gold and silver because your investment is going to pay you back at least minimally threefold. Tell me any investment you're going to get when the market decides to do a 29 swan dive once again. Bob Chapman, are you there, sir?
I certainly am.
Well, things are getting more interesting, ain't they?
They sure are. And we're at a great crossroads here. The weakness that you've seen in gold in the last few days, we had one day up and 2 days down, was nothing but an extension of the continuing battle that's going on between the, you might call them the forces of evil, and the real marketplace. And yes, they can win battles, and they've won many along the way, but we're going to win the war. And how that's going to happen is that they are not going to be able to continue to suppress the market with physical gold because they're running out. And the gold that you're seeing hitting the market now is gold that has been withheld from sale by the central banks of Europe under the plan that they have, which is originally called the Washington Agreement, whereby they can sell 500 tons of gold a year. Last year they sold under 400 because Germany refused to participate, nor are they participating now. And so other European countries under their quota are selling, whereas they had not been selling. And so they're selling at these levels to dampen the price. And the reason why is, as you just said, John, the dollar is falling out of bed. I don't know what the dollar index closed at today, but I get an early 81.64 off 23 with 2 hours to go. And it probably ended at that level or lower. And as we all know, support is at 80. It's been tested 5 times. It did slip twice below that to 78.33 and 78.19. But I think they'll be broken. And so what the aluminists are doing is that they are holding back gold as long as humanly possible so people won't understand really what's going on, because gold is that barometer, the only real money in the world, which is used as a guidepost by professionals and others to tell if there's something wrong in some other area of finance and things monetary. And so we are on the edge here. Once we break 700, as John said, it's gone. We're looking at 850. And after 850, you'll probably get an enormous jump. And so, as John said again, you can't win unless you're in the game. This is a chance of a lifetime. This is going to be the greatest bull market in history. That's of all markets in history. And gold could go anywhere between 2,200 and 7,000 or 8,000. We just don't know where. But if you're not on board and we go into a depression and the value of all your assets go down between 60 and 90%, you'll be very happy that you are in gold, because gold held its value at some higher level.
Bob, I've been real.
So keep it in mind.
I've been real conservative with the gold numbers. I said that at least gold was going to break 700 by June. Here we are in the middle of April, and it's crowding that 700 mark. We're seeing reports now that by September, gold is going to be over 880 an ounce. So, and we've been telling people this, Bob. I hope they're paying attention, because they might be sitting around giving themselves excuses as to why they're not jumping into market right now. And I understand that some of you folks out there, you don't have a lot of liquidity, and I understand and I can appreciate that. I know exactly where you're at. But if you can't get into the gold market, for gosh sakes, get into the silver market. We've been looking at a phenomenon, and Bob, I don't think people really have their minds wrapped around this, because never before in history have we seen a monetary global structure like we're seeing right now, many currencies tied to each other. And a domino effect, if any one of these economies, if the European Union economy tanks, the United States economy tanks, it does not matter. They're so intertwined and interconnected now that the domino effect will be rather rapid. And the world debt, I mean, folks, just compare what is our financial position now in 2007 versus 1929, and 29 is going to look like something you put a Band-Aid on, not do full-blown emergency surgery in the high risk ward in your hospital. We are literally on a lifeline right now. Now, for those out there that are smart enough to take advantage of this, if you are able to do it, do it. Because I've reminded people, you know, they're all worried about their bills, and you know, we have future plans, this, that, and the other. When this market tanks, you're already seeing the effects rippling through the housing market right now. Housing prices are starting to come down. when the time comes and the banks are sitting with all these, and these financial institutions are sitting with all these houses out there with no buyers, that is going to be a buyer's market. If you have invested wisely, even if you're in a maxed out, upside down situation in a house you're in right now, congratulations. You could walk away from that, go out there and buy anything in a market, plunk down cash for it, and you can own it outright. A lot of people don't know how to play this game, do they, Bob?
No, they don't, and you're absolutely correct. And I get that question all the time, what do I do? Well, you take your money that you have, and don't worry about your house as long as you can make your payments. You don't want to pay it off now. You want to buy gold and silver, have them go up 5 or 6 times, and then cash out and go in and pay your house off.
The name of the game is ownership. That's 9/10 of the law. The dollar and the euro, I've been reading reports on this, Bob, that they're talking about a key $2 level as far as the British pound versus the U.S. dollar goes. What do you know about that one?
Well, I know that I just took down the closes, and we're looking at British pound that just broke out to 2.0056. It was up 0.0172 today, which is about 1¾ pennies. And so it's already broken out, and the euro closed at 135.63, up 0.0037, which is about 0.3 of 1 penny. And the resistance on the euro, I'll repeat what it closed at, 135.63. The breakout point is 136.66, so we're very close. They've been manipulating the yen out of the Bank of Tokyo, and it finally rallied almost a penny today. It was up 0.89, and the Canadian dollar, which had come from 84 cents all the way back up to 88.46, has been running for the last several days very, very strongly. So there's going to be a big test of 80 on that dollar index, and when it's broken, gold will head towards 850.
The situation here, and you wrote about in your weekly newsletter here about Paul Wolfowitz. Now, Bob, to watch Paul Wolfowitz, along with the Randy Band of Renowned, him, Richard Pearl, and the gang, the neocons, that got us in with the help of George Bush and the boys to get us into Iraq. Paul Wolfowitz takes off, becomes the head of the IMF, and quickly screws that up to the point where he's now saying he's not going to resign. But the point is that the banks, ladies and gentlemen, World War I, Part II, I don't care if it's Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, it does not matter. If it's the French against the English, if it was Waterloo, it doesn't matter. Take a look who the people are sitting on the sidelines backing both sides. So we have Mr. Wolfowitz that gets us into and helps us get into Iraq, spending all these billions and billions of dollars, and he takes off from that and goes to the head of the IMF. Bob, do we have unimaginable people out there or people that just can't imagine what they're seeing?
Well, I tell you the reason, and, you know, it was hard to figure out when it first happened, that is his appointment, if anything was ever a non-reason, it was that. And, of course, you never know what event is going to trigger things. And so what he did was he gave his girlfriend, the woman he's living with, this outrageous raise, which made her income higher than that of the Secretary of State, Miss Rice. And the people at the World Bank were just looking for an excuse to make a complaint or get rid of him because he is a totally obnoxious, arrogant, dreadful person.
And very, very rich, by the way.
Yeah, very, very rich. Of course, they all are.
I'll tell you what, we got a break here. We'll be back on the other side. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of the International Forecaster. Folks, I am pleading with you. Power. Information is power. Strengthen yourself. Get the International Forecaster. We'll tell you how.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How is it, folks, that you can have the dollar losing ground to other major currencies around the globe? That you have amassed 70 to 100 trillion dollars in debt here in this country. How is it that all of these things can be going on? The housing bubble bursting, secondary mortgage companies in real trouble, but yet you see record numbers on the stock market. I must be missing something in this, Mr. Chapman, because it just seems to me that somebody has left planet Earth and they took their brains with them. The last time we saw record levels in the market, wasn't that in 1929, right before the whole thing blew apart?
Well, that's absolutely correct. And they didn't have the sophistication then that they have now, nor did we have a computer. And so what has happened is that under the Working Group on Financial Markets, which was created under a executive order by Ronald Reagan in August of 1988, the United States government can manipulate markets. And that's what they do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's why you see stock markets up when they should be down, commodities down when they should be up, gold and silver under continual suppression. And what has happened with this executive order is that our government has truly become our enemy. And this is what's going on.
There's some shakeups here. You have in your international forecaster this week, AIPAC's former foreign policy director Steve Rosen and Keith Wiseman. Its former Iran analyst have pursued Judge T.S. Ellis, the third, to allow a subpoena for the Secretary of State Condi Rice because she was their informant on classified sensitive national security matters. Rice has been outed, and we don't expect these two spies to be tried. They just let Alberto Gonzalez off the hook in front of the Senate today because of the shootings down at Virginia Tech. What a lame excuse to let the attorney general that's been caught dead to rights in a little confab with the president to fire certain prosecutors around the country. This guy's job is on the line. He's also said, like Mr. Wolfowitz, I'm not resigning. I'm not going anywhere. Well, he might have to be drugged, kicking and screaming out of his position. But I have a sense here, Bob, that something major is getting ready to happen because there are too many things being put aside. And although they know in Washington, D.C., I mean, the dogs do hunt every once in a while up there. But to do something as blatant as this for such a weak reason, you know, the hearings called off of the attorney general is not going to bring these 32 kids back to life down in Virginia Tech. But I think this is demonstrating people the arrogance. And I just have this sneaking suspicion. The hair has been standing up in the back of my neck now for about 2 months. Something big is getting ready to happen, and I don't know if it's going to happen on the economic front. I don't know if there's going to be another false flag terrorist thing. I don't know what it is, but I do see the stars lining up here for these evil ones. All the legislation that they've been wanting to pass, gun legislation, hate crime bills. There's another one out there that a lot of people don't know about, H.R. 808, that was actually pulled off of thomasloc.gov and another organization. You go up to their site, it was completely down. This is cabinet level. I don't know how to put this other than Orwellville, that they're going after the problem of violence and all these other things all the way down to your home here in anywhere USA. I don't care if you're in Cincinnatus or where you're at in this country. You're not going to have the federal government in there on spousal abuse, child abuse, animal abuse. I mean, they're just taking on cabinet-level approach to the total control of everything and everybody in this country. And a lot of people, Bob, are asleep at the switch. They don't see these mass transformations taking place. They don't even know where the hell their country's gone. They just know it's in trouble, but they can't identify how and where it went wrong.
Well, everything you say is so, and it's up to us with your radio programs and my publication to get the word out throughout the world, and we are doing that as best as we can, and we do have help from a handful of others. But I suspect that with these moves toward the elimination of violence, if you may, I think what's going to happen is that they're going to pursue you and I as terrorists, and we have to expect that down the line. How quickly that will happen, I don't know, but that will be the excuse, and we'll end up in court or in internment or something if we allow them to put us there. And so that's what I see coming as well.
Well, and there's a lot of police, and I have never shunned talking to the police, and I'm talking about the rank-and-file guy that's out on the streets of America. I've had some of the most interesting conversations with these people, and it doesn't take too much to rock them back to yesteryear to remember what it was like in this country. We're looking at a situation right now that the police state is upon us. They want it more refined, more streamlined, and more effective and proactive. And even the common beat cop out there is getting a little bit nervous because they realize how thin the thin blue line really is. And they understand something else now, that they are the expendables, and they are replaceable. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, and with us also on air is the Rhodesian Ridgeback, Mr. Robbie Noel. Hello, Mr. Noel.
How you doing, Mr. Stafmiller?
I like
the new commercial.
Isn't that great?
There's only one problem with it.
Which is? You didn't read it?
RepublicTrading.net.
Well, we'll have to fix that, won't we?
Yes, we will.
All right.
RBNLive.com. Just click on, or RepublicBroadcasting.org, and just click on the little banner.
Robbie, I have been real conservative in my guesstimates here on the gold market. I never like to appear like I have too much, how did Mr. Greenspan put it, irrational exuberance?
Exuberance, yes.
So I have been real, real conservative in my estimations on gold prices, and I gave it until June till it cracked 700. It almost did that yesterday. But we're pounding on that 700 mark, and they're running out of excuses as to why it's so low. So once it breaks that 700 mark, now I'm hearing people say, and these are members of the inner circle, the traders, the gold traders out there, that gold will probably break 880 by September.
There's no question about it. I mean, the action that you've seen in gold this week has come about by a number of events, and Bob knows this as well, and he can comment on it. is that a lot of mining companies are starting to announce that they are closing down their hedge books. And a lot of people don't understand what this means, but mining companies for many years, especially during the 90s, sold forward contracts. And obviously it was very beneficial for them to do so at the time because gold was declining. So they loaned out their gold at a specific price. But now, obviously, with the rising gold prices, a lot of these mines are obviously getting no benefit from the higher gold prices because they've agreed to deliver. And I don't know, Bob, do you know this gold mine in Papua New Guinea? I think it's called Liher Gold Limited. Does that ring a bell? Maybe Bob's not there.
Repeat the name again.
It's spelled L-I-H-I-R.
It's pronounced Lilia.
Lilia.
And they're in Australia, and they've been hedging for a long time, a large hedger. And they made an announcement today that they're going to start de-hedging. And Barrick Gold has been doing so. They were the biggest one. And others are doing the same thing. And each time they cover their hedges because they made them executable at lower prices, they lose money. Sure. In fact, Barrick has been off anywhere between $4.5 and $7 billion in losses on paper because of their hedge positions over the last year or so. And so they're covering too. And so what does that do? It means that they either have to deliver against the contract that they've already sold or they have to buy the contract back. So essentially, the mining companies are short gold. And they're covering their shorts. They're buying back in and taking their losses. Not all at once, but they're doing it. And this, of course, has been a very, very strong reason why gold has had such a hard time, actually, since 1988. I wrote an article for the Bull and Bear in August of 88. I think it was the last article that I wrote as a stockbroker, and I described how Barrick was hedging and how the United States government was manipulating the gold market. I was the first one and the only one to talk about it until the late 1990s. I would discuss it over and over again in my articles when we were publishing, starting in 1989, 90. And, I was like some madman out there. And then finally everybody realized I was right. And so the Barrick Gold was acting for the United States government.
Oh, absolutely. Didn't you report that George Bush Sr. Had 10,000 shares that were given to him by Barrick Gold?
Well, he was also on their board of directors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And others like Vernon Jordan and the former Prime Minister of Canada, what was his name? Anyway, a whole bunch of CFR, Trilateral, Bilderberger, Illuminus were on the board of directors.
Amazing stuff. And then today, obviously...
Mulroney was his name, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then today's obviously action in gold I find very interesting, just simply because of the fact that, the dollar broke a 15-year record against the British pound going over $2 a pound. And now obviously the talk amongst the chattering class on CNBC is that because the U.S. economy is now slowing, the Feds may the Feds may lower rates, which is the reason why we saw the dollar lower and gold lower today.
They may say they're going to lower rates, but Bob, they can't possibly do that.
That's right, and lower rates would send the dollar higher. So, would send the dollar lower, would send gold higher. And but the thing is so upside down, that even the experts can't figure out what's going on.
Or they can't figure out
and
how to lie about it anymore.
It's all manipulation.
Yeah, they can't figure out, Bob, they can't figure out how to lie about it anymore. I've been watching market trends and some of the leaky excuses they're coming up for why things are happening. They've literally run out of BS. They can't even possibly put this in a sentence. I don't know how they're keeping a straight face. I really don't know how.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting that happened at the G7 meeting. The Europeans are screaming murder that the Japanese continue to depreciate their currency. And they're making tremendous inroads into the European economy, just as China is. And they're doing the same thing. And so the European Central Bank did not raise interest rates because they were waiting to see what the Chinese were going to say at the G7 meeting. Well, the Chinese told them to take a hike, and so didn't the Japanese. And so interest rates are going to go from 3.75% up to 4% in this coming month in Europe because inflation is running around 2% overall, and England just came out with their figures today. Inflation was 3.1%, and that's official. Can you imagine what the real figures are?
Well, you have it in your newsletter that the official U.S. inflation figure is over 10%. They're reporting somewhere around 3%, but in actuality, it's about 10%.
Has been for over 3 years.
And I see now, we used to talk about the M3. Now, that's the estimation of how much currency is in circulation. Now I see exactly and clearly, Bob, why they had to quit reporting this, because they have no choice now. They've got to hyperinflate this dollar. They don't have any wiggle room anymore. They've got to do it.
Well, I'll tell you something. If they thought they could find me, they'd shut me down, because I am only one of two people who are publishing an estimated M3, and we're really close. And there's been a little weakness here in this last month, but it's still over 10%. And if you add in all of the other credit creation by private interest, you're looking at 14%. There's no slowdown in the onslaught of paper. There just isn't. And it won't slow down until all the credit is out there and no one will take it anymore. And I think if the Japanese finally succumb and raise their interest rates again, the yen carry trade will be over. And if that happens, that means that the central banks in Europe, United States, Australia, Canada, they will have to raise interest rates. And once they do that, the economy is just going to go right into the tank.
I don't know, Bob, honest to God, I don't profess to be an economist. I don't profess to be somebody that sits and the daily crunches the numbers, gives projections. But for the life of me, Bob, I don't know why this economy isn't crashed by now. I'm looking at the Chinese. The Chinese are making billions of dollars off of U.S. consumers. They're holding trillions in United States paper. And I just, for the life of me, I've watched this situation. I watched the job market go south. I've watched the illegals come in and supposedly take the jobs that Americans don't want to do. In the past couple of days, I've been talking to a lot of truckers, and I've told them, I said, look, when I talked to Longshoremen's Union today down, I think it was in Alabama, and I told them, I said, look, I said, the press is out there lying to you, telling you that these illegals are over here, oh, just doing the jobs that Americans don't want to do. I said, they have decimated the construction, housing, and commercial industry, the skilled trade, labor jobs. They're out the window because Americans can't work those jobs, because now we have the undercutting wage seekers out there that still think that $10 is nirvana to them. We can't. That's not a living wage to us here in America, but these people that live 30 to a household, what do they care? They can still buy their brand-new Ford F-1 pickup truck, go out there, earn a bunch of money. They keep their overhead down by sharing expense, but they're taking American jobs. And these truckers are now starting to see this picture very, very clearly. that it's not going to take, if it only took 12, 13 years to rid this country of 85% of its manufacturing capability, I told these truckers, how fast do you think these companies you're working for right now, it's going to take them to yank your butt out of that seat and put some illegal in there that's been, well, given the license to be here, to be granted status? I said, these people will be driving your trucks next week, next month, and you're going to be standing on the sidelines looking at them rolling down the roads. They're now starting to get it, Mr. Chapman. They're finally starting to understand it.
Well, it's not too late. And as I've said in the program before, the thing that can change everything, it's a nice phrase, the thing that can change everything are, in French, it's ça change tout alors. And that is, Congress has got to pass tariffs on goods and services. And if they will do that, we can bring this to an abrupt halt. But of course, we've got to put tremendous pressure on Congress because they're all bought up except for a handful. Either that or they're perverts of one form or another, and the world doesn't know about it
yet. By the way, Bob, did you just hear what the Rhodesian Ridgeback called you? A protectionist.
Protectionist. You know, that's the nicest thing anybody from Rhodesia has ever said to me.
I said isolationist.
Oh, I'm sorry. Protectionist, isolationist, it doesn't
Incidentally,
matter.
What town did you live in when you grew up in Rhodesia?
Bulawayo.
Bulawayo. I was once down there testing weapons at the RLI range down there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that sometime.
We could spend hours talking about that neck of the woods, which, by the way, incidentally, while the president was giving his speech at Virginia Tech today, on the floor, I almost fell out of my chair. On the floor of Congress, Tom Lantos, who has never met a lefty he doesn't love, actually has introduced House Resolution 100 condemning the actions of Robert Mugabe. And the reason why I find that ironic is because it was Tom Lantos and Jimmy Carter and that political ilk that put Robert Mugabe in power in the first place.
That's right. The winds of change.
Yes.
Lord Carrington, 1980.
Yep.
Mr. Noel, you have the Bob Chapman special for Tuesday, do you not?
Yes, sir.
Roll that information out.
And this is a great one. Right now, just so you get a reference point, just a regular bullion coin, whether it's a Krugerrand, a Maple Leaf, an American Eagle, Australian Kangaroo, right now, those coins are running $725 a piece. We have a 10-pack we've put together of Mint State MS62 $20 Liberties. Now, these are 10 coins certified either by NGC, PCGS, or ICG, all different dates, for $7,890, works out to $789 a coin. It's about $50 over the bullion price for a quality coin like this. These are Mint State 62 certified coins. If you buy 11 or more, then you get an even better deal because then your price comes down to $779. And let's remind the folks, once again, with the minimum pack, 10-pack order for $7,890, you also get a year subscription to the International Forecaster, courtesy of Bob Chapman.
Well, I usually don't throw my 2 cents worth in on the coins as far as the value is concerned, but that is one heck of a deal.
Oh, if you go shop around, that coin is selling for among your major dealers, running around about $850. So we can scalp them by almost $100.
You know, in this market at this time, and I have since 2000, I've leaned very heavily towards the Mint State coins because they get tremendous leverage. And I think once we break out over 850, you're going to see them go up exponentially because the public's going to start coming into the market, and they're not there yet. And when they do, these graded coins are going to go bananas.
Oh, sure. It's supply and demand. It's economics 101. As I say to people all the time, listen, you know, the price that you see represented every day on the COMEX, whatever the official price of gold is, it's a fictitious price because that only represents paper transactions. It doesn't represent physical gold. And once people start to realize, and we will see it first because we are on ground zero, once people start realizing that there's not a lot of physical gold out there, the premiums on these coins are going to go completely nuts. I wouldn't be at all surprised. That's, a lot of people don't realize when gold was $800 an ounce, you know, the premium on a one-ounce Krugerrand at the time was $100.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second, gentlemen. I was going to close out the segment. We ran a little bit long. Everybody hold on. We'll take a short break here for the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Robert Chapman, the international forecaster, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm serious about this. These are words, but heed them. Information is power. You need the information to make intelligent moves. We'll tell you how to get the forecaster right after this. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All righty. Robbie, people need to speak to you, whether they know it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to call Mr. Noel. He's got about an hour and 5 minutes before he's on this network with his own program, The Flip Side, with Mr. Robbie Noel at 6 p.m. Central Time, and that can be found on your shortwave dial at 5.050. 800. You were going to say something, Mr. Noel.
No, you're doing a perfect job.
Okay.
Perfect.
800.
Well, I wanted to say one more thing here. And that these premiums on these graded coins are the lowest they've been in the last 25 years.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. I mean, this is the quiet before the storm, if you will.
And Robbie, a thought occurred to me during this last break. I was looking at the price of these coins for these MS61s, and you quoted a price
No, MS62s.
Oh, I'm sorry, MS62s. Let me correct myself here.
You lost a year.
I lost a grade there. For $789, and the thought dawned on me, you know, for somebody out there that's making an initial buy into a market, paying $789 a coin, that might seem high to them. I want to remind you folks of what we've been talking about here for almost the past hour of where this is going to go. Your simple less than $800 investment is going to at least triple in the near term. And you're going to thank these people that you're listening to here today, Mr. Robert Chapman, Mr. Robbie Noel. They know the business. They've made the projections. It is almost scary to me how correct Bob Chapman has been over the years. I would give him an accuracy rating of well over 90%, probably floating somewhere between 95 and 98% in his predictions. That ain't hey, folks. You can't...
On the coins, I'll give you one more. When in 1978, when gold was selling at $300 an ounce, the MS64, it wasn't called that then because they didn't grade them that way. The grading didn't come in until after 1980 in a big way. But the equivalent coin was selling for about $500. When gold was $850, it was $5,000. Now, what is the price of that coin today, Robbie?
$789. What? An MS62?
Four.
MS64 Saint.
Oh, 64 Saint. You
just
are
a ballpark figure.
You're looking around about $1,400.
Okay, and so we're only $150 odd away. So if you add $150 to that price. You're only up over $2,000, and so you're looking at all that catch up that has to be done because the public is going to come into the market, and we are going to go to $2,200 on gold. So these coins are going to go absolutely ballistic.
All right, gentlemen, we're running out of time in this short segment here. 800-691-7898, 691-7898. Buy one of these packages today, you get a year subscription to the International Forecaster. Be one of the over 100,000 people that have said that, you know, I understand that knowledge is power, and I've got to do something for my financial situation, not only for today. I've got to make the plans today to survive tomorrow. The International Forecaster read all over the planet, ladies and gentlemen, and I thank Mr. Robert Chapman for being with us, Mr. Robbie Noel for also being with us. And, gentlemen, I will see you both back here next Tuesday.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Robbie.
Bob. See you, John.
See you on the airwaves here in about an hour and about an hour. Yeah. All righty. Thanks, Robbie. All right, folks, that'll do it for this hour, second hour of the National Intel, and I'm going to rip into a bunch of this information that's just piled in front of me. Stay tuned. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here. H.R. 808, H.R. 1022, the assault weapons ban, the hate crime laws coming back on board. They are going to open up the chutes, and the stuff that's going to slide down at you is going to come fast and heavy, and it ain't going to smell too good neither. We'll be right back.
It's true.